I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo signed a peace accord on December 4th. However, trouble with the rebel group M23 has continued. This weekend, the rebels clashed again with the Congolese army not far from a strategic city in South Kivu province. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says M23 is essentially a proxy army supported by Rwanda. However,
the M23 group also has an independent power structure, and this peace agreement that was signed, M23 is saying, well, we're not bound by that. That was between the DRC and Rwanda, so we can operate independently.
The UN estimated that more than 84,000 people have fled the DRC to neighboring Burundi since early December. Ask God to raise more gospel workers to bring the hope of Christ to people trapped in this conflict. And God is both a redeemer and healer. Dr. Jen Murph of the MENA Leadership Center learned that in a deeply personal way. Murph was diagnosed with a brain arterial venous malformation. After many doctors hesitated to treat her, she met a surgeon from a Harvard hospital who warned her,
"You may have to relearn to walk. You may have to relearn to lift your arms. And this could affect this area of your life or this area."
But prayer with her community brought peace to move forward.
It was one of those moments where I had to hand everything over to Jesus, a total surrender, and trust him that I'm going to serve him no matter what.
She says her faith and the love of her family carried her through the hardest days and into healing. Praise God and pray with hope for what he can do in your life. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.